Good morning, guys, and Merry Almost Christmas to all. Thank you for tuning in to another segment with your favorite scholar, your favorite person, Tiara. Welcome to Tiara Tuesdays. Today, I would like to talk about the true meaning of Christmas because I feel like that all of us have truly lost sight of what it really means. This holiday season looks particularly different because we're still undergoing the COVID-19 nationally declared pandemic, right? So a lot of us may not have the same funds as we are typically used to having during this holiday time. But don't fret, because that's not even what Christmas is about. And I'm here to remind you the true meaning of Christmas so that you can tell your friends and your children when they ask you, Mom, Dad, what happened on December 25th? Why is it even called Christmas? Why do we celebrate it? Well, let's talk about it. Amongst the Christian community, Christmas is celebrated to remind us that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born. For a lot of us non-Christians who don't believe in this, we see Christmas as a time for exchanging gifts, gathering with our loved ones, our friends, and our family, a time to have parties, to drink, to host dinners, to travel. So in researching what Christmas really means, because I do research for every podcast, even if it includes myself, I feel that there's always something that you can learn about your topic of interest. So when Googling about the true meaning of Christmas, it came up to me where I'm like, or it came into my thoughts, and I'm kind of thinking like, well, where did this whole gift concept emerge from? Like, why do we exchange gifts? So I had read that after Jesus was born, three wise men came looking for him because in their eyes, Jesus was the king. And it was customary for these three wise men to bestow gifts upon a king. So when they found Jesus, they gave him three gifts, and these gifts were gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Today, however, we've completely lost sight of just giving a few gifts, and we have completely commercialized Christmas. So it doesn't even look like it's supposed to look. And I'm not going to lie to you, I typically give in to the demands of Christmas. I go to this department store, that department store, and I stock up and get a million gifts for my nieces and for my six godchildren. But that's not what it's about. So I want to remind us what it really means. I think Americans, and I'm not excluding myself because I have been distracted by the material things, but I think that we have lost sight in what Christmas really means. I think that we're all about the whole gift part of Christmas. You know, we just can't wait to get all these gifts, and who's going to give us a gift, and what are they going to get us, and oh, I didn't get that person something, now I have to go back to the store. But it is my very best friend, and it's ironic because she doesn't even like to celebrate Christmas usually, but now she has to because she has kids. But my best friend, she always tells me that we might not have everything we want, but we have everything we need. So taking that statement into consideration, let's consider what we have, right? And what we need. So we have food in the fridge, check. A warm place to sleep at night, check. Clothes on our back, check. We have an interest to learn, check. I'll even go a step further for those of you who are blessed enough to have an able mind, such as myself, an able body, all of my limbs work, I can feel all of my limbs. We forget how it's just such a blessing to just be free, just to be able to just come and go as we please, not have to report to anybody. Just being able to just walk around is just such a blessing. Being able to speak without stuttering, it's such a blessing. I think that we've all forgotten just how much of a blessing it is to have everything we need, right? That's a gift in itself. Having our needs fulfilled, it's truly a gift, right? And we need to remember that the true meaning of Christmas has nothing to do with frivolous things. For a lot of us, including myself, like I don't exclude myself, hey, I'm a part of this too. For a lot of us, our pockets are touching, right? They're rubbing together. What I mean by this is I mean that our funds are low. We're not where we want to be financially. Now, listen, I don't want to discourage you because this is a temporary situation. It's temporary that we don't have the funds we need, right? When we typically are used to being able to go out and buy a million gifts for our nieces and our nephews, right? But we're in this temporary situation where now we can't do that, right? So we're like, okay, well, you know what? It's okay, because that's not even what Christmas is even about. It's not even about gifts. I want you to know that your love is not a reflection of what Christmas gifts you give. Hear me again. I want you to know that your love is not a reflection of what Christmas gifts you are able to provide to somebody. Christmas is about bringing joy and happiness to the people in our lives, making each other smile. And that's free. It's free to make me smile. It's about being thankful for the people that we love who are still healthy and are still thriving in our lives. Every day, thousands of people die. So just think about it. Somebody somewhere is spending this Christmas without their mom. This year, my cousin, she lost my grandma. And she lost her mom 2 years ago. So this Christmas, she doesn't have her mom and she doesn't have her grandma. You know, so just think about that and being thankful for the loved ones that you still have in your life. I remember being a child, you know, the night of Christmas, and I'm calling my friends and I'm calling my cousins and I'm like, well, what did you get? Well, I got this. And well, what did you get? Well, my mom got me this. And oh, that's what you got. Well, my dad got me that, you know? And it just seems like it was about like a competition. Like I'm just so excited to show one friend what I have compared to what they don't have, right? Calling them, asking them what they got as if it meant something, like, you know. I think that this year we're supposed to take a break from all that, from these Christmas demands that plague us every year, that plague our bank accounts, you know, soul our pockets. Every year, these demands, they hurt us, right? They make us feel some type of way. If we can't get our goddaughter that bike she really wants, you know, I might feel some type of way about that, right? But that's not even what it's about. So I don't want you to feel any type of way about what you are not able to do or what you're not able to provide to somebody financially, because just showing up, just being there, just being in someone's lives, giving them your insight, giving them your love, giving them the knowledge you have, that's enough. That's a gift. You are the gift. We are the gifts. And we need to stop looking to material things to comfort us and to soothe us and to make us feel better, because we are the gifts. And it's crazy that at almost 28 years old, I now have this insight, because I remember being 12 years old. I think that's about the time when my mom stopped buying me gifts. And she would, she just was so spiteful. She would still get gifts for my little brother, who was 6 years younger than me. So for Christmas, then I started just wrapping up my own gifts. I'd get my own gifts and I would wrap them up under the tree just so I could have something to unwrap on Christmas, right? Just to show my mom, like, you know, you didn't break me, like, ha, look, you know, I got my own gifts for my own self, right? And it's just crazy that's what it's about, because really, I didn't know that the gift that I actually needed wasn't the gifts that I was getting for myself, because my mom felt like, you know, I wasn't worthy to get gifts anymore for whatever reason. But I think that I really just needed a mother to love me, right? I needed my mother's love, and that was free. That was free for her. You know, instead of her trying to go out and buy stuff, though, like I said, after 12, she didn't buy me anything. And then as I start getting older, she started buying me stuff again. But she started buying me stuff like I was 12. She'd buy me pajamas, like send me pajamas every year. It's crazy. But anyway, when I got older, I'd make sure, like, you know, to make sure that I would celebrate the holidays in the fashion that I wanted to. Like, you know, I would make sure I would have a tree and I would have tons of ornaments on it, lights, candy canes. I would get stockings, even though I've been living alone. I mean, now I live with my man, but since I've been 19, I've been, like, living alone. I've had roommates here and there. But anyway, I'd get stockings. I would even get like decorations that I would tape on the patio, like caution, reindeer coming. Like, I mean, I was super festive. And I think that I was just trying to like bring the Christmas that I thought that I didn't have as a child. I was trying to bring that out as an adult, right? And now COVID-19 reminds me that Christmas isn't about gifts. It's not about trees. It's not about ornaments. It's not about stockings. It's not about cookies and milk. It's literally just about love. It's just about having enough love, giving your love, because not everybody has family, not everybody has friends. A lot of people are alone during the holiday season, so it's just about reminding ourselves that love, the true meaning of Christmas, is about love, the love that we give one another, not gifts. A lot of people often believe, too, that suicide and depression increases during the holiday season. So I Googled that, too, right? Because I'm like, I love to Google. I'm a nerd. So I'm like, why does, suicide and depression skyrocket during the holiday season? And I found that that was a myth. Like, it doesn't double. It doesn't heighten during the holiday season. So where do we get that from? I think that the holiday season plays a lot on togetherness, right? But like I said, not everybody has somebody. So we need to be thankful for the loved ones in our life. Be thankful for what you have and not about what you don't have. Really listen when I tell you that my very best friend always tells me, you may not have everything you want, but you have everything you need. So remember, guys, the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas is love. It's not about gifts. It's not about what you can buy somebody, what new thing you got. You know, it's just about the people we hold near and dear to our heart, spending time with them, loving them, enjoying what we have, being thankful for what we have, not trying to fulfill that empty hole in our heart with material or what we don't have, right? Anyways, my name is Tiara Christopher, so I just want to remind you to follow me. Don't forget to follow me, guys. And I'm going to actually tell you in what forms to follow me. So, number one, follow me on Spotify. We can even do it together. We all have Spotify. If you don't, download the Spotify app right now. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Are you downloading that app? Okay, now that you have downloaded the Spotify app, I want you to go to the search bar and type in my name, Tiara Christopher. I say it so many times, I know you didn't forget. Tiara Christopher, type in my name. You found me. Now click on my face. Boom, right at the top of the page, you see follow. Follow me. Press the icon with me. Follow me. Let's increase my following, guys. Some other platforms we can use to subscribe and rate me on are Apple Podcasts. Now, a lot of people have Apple for music, but podcast is a different app. So I'm going to give you guys a few seconds to download that. Download that Apple Podcast app for me. It's the same thing. Go to Apple Podcasts, click on it. Type in my name, Tiara Christopher, into the search bar. Click on my face, Tiara Christopher, that's me. Boom, right at the top you see subscribe. Press subscribe. I want you to scroll down. About halfway down you see rate me. Rate me 5 stars. Rate me 5 stars, people. I am the voice. The voice you're going to hear. I am the next Les Brown, the female version. Mark my words. You will hear me. Hear me, hear me, hear me. You're going to hear me on the radio. So rate me 5 stars. Lastly, I want us, which we all should have, right? Because this is how we found me. Download Anchor. Let's download that Anchor app, guys. Give you a few seconds to download it. You can also type in on Anchor. You could type in at the top. If you don't want to download Anchor, but you should download it as an app, you can go to the top of your search bar, type in anchor.fm/TR92. For those of you who have downloaded the Anchor app, again, type in my name, T.R. Christopher, into that search bar. Click on my beautiful face. Now, on Anchor, unlike the other apps, you can support me financially. You can financially support me. So, on Anchor, there are three different icons. The first icon is support. Click that support button. Now, you can see you can donate as little as a dollar, as little as $1, people, you can donate to me. Click that donate button. Donate to you, girl. The best way to show your support is to actually support. Now, I'm going to need you to dig into those pockets. I'm going to need you to rate me. I'm going to need you to subscribe. I'm going to need you to follow me. I'm going to need you to share. I'm going to need you to donate. Also, remember that I am on Instagram. My Instagram name is Callie Green with two I's. That's CalliGreen. I have made a second page, and it was my sister who gave me an idea to make a second page just for podcasts. I have no followers, so I'm just trying to get that up. So I won't quite tell you about that page yet, encourage you to follow that page yet, because I have to build on that page. So instead, you know, just go to my regular at Callie Green on Instagram. And listen, if there are any topics, any particular content you'd like to hear, because I love to research, I'm a nerd, please DM me, share with me your interests, and I would love to listen to you. I am here to listen to you. I hope you're here to listen to me too. So Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. And don't forget, you are the gift.